Well, you know, I can't just let you go after we've told you about Jesus and just let you walk out. So I want to, this morning as I was praying about it and I was thinking about it, God gave me, kind of a parable that Jesus told. If you'd like to follow along, you can look in Matthew chapter 21 is where I'm going to get the parable from, beginning at verse 33. Jesus talks about this vineyard. He says that, I'll equate it to, you know, kind of the service. I know this probably isn't where most people would get their Christmas message from, but one of the things we got to remember is that the story of Jesus doesn't end with Jesus being born. Yeah, there was the angel came to Mary and Joseph, and he had dreams. And the wise men from the east came, and they traveled. But it doesn't end with that. It doesn't end with the angels in heaven glorifying God. In fact, the gospel of Jesus Christ continues on today. Do you agree with that? That Christmas shouldn't be the only time of the year that we actually think about how the gospel began. Because something that's very important is, how did the gospel begin inside of you? And what are you doing with that? What are you doing with the Jesus that you've learned about? Well, in the parable of the vineyard here, as Jesus is talking, he tells them, I want you to hear this parable. There was this vineyard owner. And he lent the vineyard out. Now, as we go through the story, I want you to think about it. The vineyard is the gospel. And he gave this gospel to a group of men. He gave this vineyard to a group of people. And he wanted fruit from it. So after a while, he sent servants to this vineyard to receive fruit. And each time the servants came, they would beat some of them. Some of them they would cast out. Some of them that they would kill. Because the Lord of the vineyard had sent requiring fruit. And he did it again and again. And then finally, he said, I'll send my son. And they'll receive my son. But when the son got there, they took him and said, hey, we have a chance to keep this to ourselves. We don't have to share. We could take it from the Lord of the vineyard. We could take it from the heir, which is Jesus Christ. And they killed him. And as Jesus is telling this parable, he turned to him and he said, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the Lord of the vineyard is going to do? And they said, well, he's going to come with a bunch of people, and he's going to kill those people. The judgment is going to be cast. And Jesus didn't disagree with them. And then he follows up with this statement. Look in verse 42 there. It says, and Jesus saith unto him, did ye never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Hey, this morning, God is looking for fruits from our life. What are you doing with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because he is coming and he wants fruit. If he looks at our life and he sees no fruit, this is what he says. He says, I will take that kingdom from them and I'll give it to somebody who's going to do something with it. Hey, the story of Jesus is expensive. Do you realize that? It's expensive. It costs the blood of so many people, not just Jesus. Do you realize that all of the disciples, we were talking about it this morning in the Sunday school, all of the disciples of Jesus died a martyr's death except John, and he was boiled in oil and exiled to the island of Patmos. Do you think that they believed in the gospel? And they were willing to give it all for that story that the kids sang about. And they spoke about in the Scriptures. And we have a perfect opportunity. Once a year, our nation turns their ear to listen to the gospel. They'll even begin many sentences like this, with Christ must. It's on their hearts. It's on their minds. They're in a giving mood. They're in a receiving mood. It's supposed to be the time of year that joy come, that people practice joy and self-sacrifice. It's our opportunity to be a witness like we've never had throughout the rest of the year, to celebrate Christ, the true Christ, not the commercial Christ, not the Christmas tree Christ, but the Christ who is willing to die on the tree for our sins. He said, "This is the stone that is rejected by so many." Hey, don't reject it in your life today. You're going to go to family gatherings here. Some of you may have already started, but you're going to go to those family gatherings. Keep an active ear open. If you can slip the gospel in some way, be a ready and a willing witness. Don't be afraid. Whenever, if you're called on to pray, which a lot of times that's what happens, isn't it? Most of our families, they always call on the one who's the best church member, don't they? It seems like. Oh, we're going to let that person pray. Hey, give the gospel of Jesus Christ in that prayer. You don't know what it may do. Tell them about Jesus. Make them wish that they never called on you to pray, because you're going to give them the conviction that comes with Jesus Christ. Look what he says. He says, that person who falls on this stone shall be broken. Do you know what that means? That means when you realize that there is only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, and you realize that there's only one way for your family members to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, and yet they don't know Jesus, they don't know the power of salvation, that you would fall on your knees, broken for those people. For your neighbors, for your family, for your friends. When was the last time you fell on your knees, broken, for those that you know aren't living for Jesus? Hey, this is who he's talking about. Would you fall on it? Because you know who has the answers. This Jesus who was born a long time ago, through all the miracles, he's not just a baby. He's the Messiah. And he's come to die for people. He came and he died for people's sins. And he says, here's the stone. Yeah, the builders have rejected it. It's the chief cornerstone. And whoever shall fall on that stone broken, he'll revive them. You know, there's a song. I don't know if you know this song. I bet Sister Mary knows it. It's called Broken Pieces. Do you know that song, Sister Mary? With my phone at Atroid, I copied it down so I would have it. Because I don't know if I know all the pieces, all the words to it. But it's called Broken Pieces. This is how it goes. Have you failed in life's battles to accomplish your plans? Is your heart heavy laden? Do you fear the Lord's command? Do you feel that no one loves you and there's no use to try? Just bring your cares to Jesus. Your soul he'll satisfy. You may feel that there's no hope. Broken hearts just cannot mend. Though you're torn in many pieces, Christ can make you whole again. Storms of doubt blow all directions, but don't be afraid. God can make all corrections. He made a body out of clay. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces. Trust in His holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. He had a plan to bring a broken person, mender, into the world. God Himself took on flesh, the Scripture tells us. It's a great mystery, as the Scripture says. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. The Apostle John would say, "And we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, and He dwelt among us." You know, He's looking at each one of our lives. He knows we are messed up people. But He says, if you would fall down broken before this chief cornerstone, He can mend some things back together. I don't know a single family that's not broken in some way. Have you fell down on your knees, broken for your broken family? Give them to Jesus. And if you get an opportunity to be a witness, take it. Share the broken piece mender with them. They need Jesus just as much as we ever did. And this Christmas, they're going to be looking at what Jesus has done for you. Share every blessing, every miracle that you've witnessed. Show them how good God can be, how much He can forgive, how much He wants to mend us. Hey, Jesus came for such a time as this, and He's got you in that place for this time also, working through you to give the gospel to those who are without. Yeah, they may be like those vineyard owners. They may be casting out every servant, every minister, every witness, but they won't be able to do it forever. And if they cast you out, so be it. Don't be afraid, because that's what they've done to all the prophets before us. What prophet, the Scripture says, did not suffer some means of persecution because they gave God's message? It's not about us. It's about Him. It's always about Him. This Christmas is about Jesus. Hey, lay some broken pieces down before Jesus. Allow yourself to be broken before Him. It's okay to cry for them. I want you to. Because until you're broken, how are you going to be able to heal someone else? How are you going to be able to reach them? Isn't it what the Scripture says, that God looks at a broken and a contrite spirit? That's who He's looking for. And He wants to see how much we care. And when He sees how much we care, watch the miracles happen in your own lives, in your own family. Would y'all pray with me? Dear Lord, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for Christmas. I know this is the time of year we can get so caught up in all the things going on, all the programs, all the visits, all the gifts that we think that we have to buy, the horrible traffic, the busy stores. Lord, help us to look past that. Give us an opportunity to share Your Word. Put it on the foremost part of our heart and our mind, that when we see that opportunity, that we'll be brave, we'll be courageous, that we can share the message, the saving power of Jesus. Lord, a lot of people are looking around wondering, what is Christmas all about? Help us to be able to give that answer. Lord, make us vessels of honor, ready to be Your witness in this lost and dying world. Guide us, Lord, in these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If I could have everyone stand with me just for a second. I just want you to think about, as we go through the rest of the next couple of weeks, when you leave here, you're going to have an opportunity to be a witness. If you need to come down and pray in just a moment, we're gonna sing. Brother Sean and Sister Betty, could y'all come and get a song? If you need to pray, let us pray with you. I tell you what, just play a song, Sister Betty, whatever you choose. I just want you to pray silently just for a second. And I want you to pray like this. God, give me an opportunity to share the true meaning of Christmas with someone in my family or one of my friends this week, somebody that I know really well. And I know they need Jesus. I know they need salvation. I want you to pray like that just for a few minutes. God, give me an opportunity to share your gospel.